He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the November 13th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And hey, it looks like we're getting off to a good start here. I'll take it. New all-time highs in the market again today. We've got the S&P 500 up almost, 4.5 points right now. 2,042 on that S&P 500. Boy, it was just about 3 weeks ago when it looked like the whole world was going to fall apart as Ebola mania and worries over Europe and worries over energy prices. And we had about the quickest correction you're ever going to see when the S&P went down 11% and back up 12% in a round trip that took about 3 weeks, enough to make your head spin and give you whiplash. The Dow is up 51 points today. The Dow is at 17,663. Hey, it won't be long. They'll be talking about 18,000, when just several weeks ago we were talking about 15,000. Another wicked round trip that we've seen in that thrill ride called the Dow at the New York Amusement Park in downtown Manhattan on Wall Street. The NASDAQ is up 25. The NASDAQ is at 4,699 right now. It's up 0.5% this morning. Crude oil. Well, I said 77 to 78 was the support level. So far, I'm wrong, because it's hitting 76.29 today. Still has not found a bottom. 76.29. The gold market is at 1161. It continues to search for a bottom too. Commodities just cannot find a bottom here. Not a good place to be invested. The euro's at 1.2474 and the 10-year yield's at 2.36%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, the Wall Street of the West. It's the Wall Street of the East. It's the New York area, Manhattan, that has that roller coaster ride called the S&P and the Dow and the NASDAQ, which have gone on a round trip here recently, plunging by about 10 or 11% during Ebola mania, energy crisis mania, Europe mania, and then rocking right back 12%. You know the roller coaster. You climb so slowly to new highs at the top, and then you have that sudden plunge that takes your breath away, that puts your stomach in your chest, and then before you know it, you're climbing again. Well, that's pretty much what we've had in the market over the last 3 or 4 weeks. And you know, I got a little cautious in there, started to warn, but through it all, I clinched my armchair here, white knuckled it, looked at my analysis, looked at the economic numbers that were coming in, which are so important to keep track of, and I said, you know what, the bull market is still intact despite this wild ride that we've had here recently. And like the window washers that were dangling from the World Trade Center yesterday, 87 floors up, we kind of felt like that about 2 or 3 weeks ago. But we cut the window, we pulled you in, we kept you from jumping, and now you've had a pretty good snapback in your portfolios here over the last two, 3 weeks. We got more good jobs numbers here this past week. We continue to keep those initial jobless claims under 300,000. We're lucky that we get to see that every single week, because that is a key indicator. Jobs are a very important part of the economy. If people aren't working, they're not going to spend money on the economy, in the economy. And if people are getting laid off, that's fewer customers at McDonald's and at the gas stations and at the movie theaters and at the shopping malls. So we watch that jobs picture very, very closely, because there will come a time when this current expansion eventually ends. We peak and we start going through a contraction, and that's what we watch for. Because when the economy starts to fall apart, generally speaking, so does the market. And we've been expanding for the last 5.5 years, and so has the market. There's a good correlation there. That's why we watch these economic numbers so closely. We've had a couple of reports here recently from some big, well-known companies, in America that dominate their industry by size. But the question is, are they best stocks now? The name of my national radio show is Best Stocks Now. The name of my weekly newsletter is Best Stocks Now. The name of the app that I invented is Best Stocks Now. The emphasis is on now, right? I don't want best stocks of yesteryear. And we have had a couple big dominant players in their respective industries report this past week. The first one was tech giant Cisco Systems. The second one was the largest retailer in the world, the pride of Bentonville, Arkansas, Walmart. Cisco is currently ranked number 2,835 out of 4,000, roughly 4,000, in my Best Stocks Now app. Walmart comes in at number 2,190 out of roughly 4,000. In my Best Stocks Now app. These don't sound like valedictorians to me. They don't even sound like best of class. So if you look inside your portfolio, who's ever managing it, and you still own Cisco and Walmart, well, you know what? The performance of these stocks has not been very good in recent years. Not that they're not great companies still, but as investments, let's just take a look at Walmart, which is up 3% over the last 12 months. The market's up 15%. And over the last 3 years, Walmart has been lagging the market by about 5 percentage points per year. That makes a huge difference over time, especially when you consider the power of compound interest. And as we look at Cisco, Cisco's up just 9% over the last 12 months, while the market's up 15%. And over the last 3, 5, and 10 years, it has badly, badly trailed the S&P 500. And that, again, makes a huge difference. In fact, over the last 5 years, Cisco has lagged the S&P 500 by 10 percentage points per year. So if you look inside your portfolio and you own Cisco or you own Walmart, you might want to ask your broker or your advisor, maybe you manage your account, ask yourself, why do I own these two great big old dinosaurs of yesteryear? Now, they're not going out of business. They're not going to close their doors tomorrow at Walmart. But these are companies that have had better days in the past. Let's just look at some of the football players out there or baseball players out there whose better years are behind them. If A-Rod ever comes back, I don't know, is he going to be the same player that he was in his heyday? I doubt it very much. And we see a lot of players now that are in the twilight when Adrian Peterson, if he ever comes back, or if Ray Rice ever comes back, will they be the great players that they were in their heyday? Which begs the question, are Cisco and Walmart still in their heyday? And in a business where you got to make hay while the sun shines, I would say the sun's not really shining on those stocks. It got real dim and cloudy a long time ago, and I just think there's better stocks to own out there in today's marketplace that are best stocks now. You know, just a couple that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management, the world has gone mobile. Going mobile. Wasn't that a Who song back in the 70s? And we all carry these mobile phones around, these smartphones, and Skyworks is a company that makes a lot of the innards in those smartphones. And I would just say that that's a much faster growing market than wireless routers, the one that Cisco dominates is. And that's why I own Skyworks and I don't own Cisco. And as it relates to retail, know, Walmart, they have a hard time even building a new store. A lot of communities say, we don't want the traffic. We don't want, a Walmart in our neighborhood. They have a hard time expanding, growing by more than 3 or 4%, yet the Ross Stores of the world and the TJ Maxx's of the world are still growing at double-digit rates. And those stocks currently rank in my system as best stocks now, while the other two do not. If you want to go to my one of my websites, beststocksnowapp.com, you can look up your stock to see if it's a best stock now and how it ranks overall in my proprietary system. We'll talk about a couple when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, it sounds like a cheesy kind of a scheme, Best Stocks Now. What's a Best Stock Now? Is it one that's paying you to promote their company? No, I'm completely independent. My app, beststocksnowapp.com, goes out and crawls through the web every single day, beginning at about 1:30, and it brings in historical prices, which we then calculate. It brings in earnings estimates and consensus growth rates, etc., PE ratios, other financial types of calculations and ratios, etc., and then it computes according to the formulas that I've put into it. And it checks for the best performing stocks recently, over the intermediate term, over the long haul. It weighs that all out with a little bit of emphasis towards the more recent 12 months. And it goes through the valuation numbers and it looks for value. And then it combines those two together like peanut butter and chocolate. And it computes the top ranked stocks. In fact, it ranks 1 through 4,000. And it doesn't change drastically every single day. I've had many stocks that have been ranked in my top 100 now for a long, long time. And sometimes it's quite surprising the companies that have performed so well. I would think that a lot of these companies that I feature on a daily basis, and I talk about how well they've done over the last 10 years and over the last 5 years, I would think there's a lot of head scratching going on saying, I didn't know that. I didn't know that this AutoZone company that I pass all the time in my hometown has been a great stock over the years. I didn't know that Polaris, that makes these all-terrain types of vehicles, etc., has been such a great stock over the years. There's a lot of them, whether it's in Medina, Minnesota, or in Framingham, Massachusetts, there's great stocks all across America. And in addition to this, there's a whole lot of mediocrity. You know, I like to use the, we already got our spring training schedule in the mail for next year. Starts in February, pitchers and catchers report. We like to go over to Arizona in the springtime and watch those Field of Dreams where thousands of players, wannabes, hopefuls assemble, trying to make that 25-man roster that will begin the season, try to make that All-Star game, which will be at the mid-season classic, the Midsummer Classic, and end up in the World Series, hopefully, for their team. And there's a lot of them that just don't make the cut. I have 4,000 in my spring training system, and in the end, actually right now there's a very high number. Because the breadth of the market has spread out so suddenly, I have about 500 or 600 stocks that currently make the grade, meaning they're A-minus ranked or better. About 5 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, it got cleared down to under 100. Because the market was looking very, very fragile at that point in time. So I have a lot to choose from right now. But I still kind of focus on that top 1 or 200 in the various categories, whether it's aggressive growth, whether it's income dividend players. I like top-ranked stocks that have performed, that are performing. They're flourishing right now instead of languishing. And they still make sense from a valuation point of view. Let me give you an example. I think one of the best methods for teaching is to give live examples from today's marketplace, companies that you're probably familiar with. Sometimes they're companies that you may not be familiar with. There's a nice little $45 billion company headquartered in Framingham, Massachusetts, by the name of TJX Companies. They operate 3,219 off-price apparel and home goods stores, that's their other brand, with plans to open 173 more in 2014-2015. Now, there was a time in Walmart's lifespan, in its history, when it was a fast-growing company. sweeping the nation. And now it's a very slow grower. Let's just compare TJ Maxx's growth, which over the last 5 years has been 20% per year. That's their growth in earnings. That's their growth in sales. Walmart, on the other hand, their growth has been 9% per year. And if you look at the most recent 4 quarters at Walmart, listen to this. 2%, 2%, 1%, and 3%. Walmart's currently growing by about 2, 3% per year. Low single digits. Let's look at TJ Maxx's recent 4 quarters. 21%, 3%, and 12%. So a much faster grower still than Walmart. Now let's take a look at how this is translated into performance for the shareholders. Believe it or not, TJX, you may not like shopping there. You may never shop there. You may love shopping there. My wife says she doesn't like it because the lines are too long. And as a shareholder, I'm saying that's a good thing, you know. Over the last 10 years, TJX has delivered 20% per year to investors. The market's delivered 5%. Over the last 5 years, TJX has delivered 28%. There's no markdown on this performance, is there? While the market's delivered 13%, TJ has more than doubled the returns of the market. And over the last 3 years, it's averaged almost 30% per year. Now, I sold TJ Maxx earlier this year in January for about a 21%, 25% gain, I believe, because for some reason, the stock started to roll over and sell off. And they've had a really lousy 12 months for whatever reason. The stock is up only 4% over the last 12 months, and I have not owned it. But I bought it recently. I bought it back as the stock began to turn around. The stock finally troughed, found a bottom, washed out all of those sellers. New buyers started to come in, and the performance started to pick up quite nicely. In fact, as I look over the last 3 months here, TJ's up 18% while the market's up 5%. So it rose back up in rank. It started scoring a higher performance grade, and the valuation was already there. In fact, my 5-year valuation on the shares is currently $108, and it comes in at $64 per share. TJ Maxx, out of 3,940, currently comes in at number 154. And it's a stock that I currently own in my conservative growth accounts because it's a $44 billion large cap company. This is not an aggressive small cap stock. This is a big large cap company. And lastly, it has a very good stock chart right now. Now, there's no guarantees here. I'm not recommending you run out and buy it. This is a 3.5% position in my conservative growth accounts, and I consider it to be a very good example of a best stock now, while Walmart definitely is not. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're here every day, Monday through Friday. I can't remember the last time I missed a day. Boy, I need to take a day off one of these days. I love doing what I do. I get here every morning. I'm usually the first one in my building here in San Diego at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Looking at all the news that's breaking in the market to see if there's anything that is noteworthy, and trying to find the best stocks for you at any given point in time to talk about during the show. And if you can't listen to the show every day, I do Also upload these shows via podcast to the iTunes store, and I also archive them every single day on my app, Best Stocks Now, and on my website at pwstreet.com. And we also break it down into the segments. So, for instance, you could just watch the segment that I just did on TJ Maxx. We label them all, and you can watch the video part of the show. We insert charts. We insert the numbers that I go over to show you where these numbers are coming from. And that's all on my app. You can just push on the one that you're interested, the segment of the show, and watch it at your leisure. Or you can listen to the entire podcast at your leisure while you're on your treadmill at night, or on your bicycle at night, or walking the neighborhood with the dog, whatever. Hopefully we keep you in the center of the market, the best areas of the market, not in the mediocrity of the market, because there's a whole lot of mediocrity. One of the big themes that I have had this year has been India. And I'm heavily invested in India. Not heavily, but we're talking about 10% of my portfolios. It's the only foreign exposure that I have. And it's done very nicely so far. In fact, as I look at my aggressive growth fund, I currently have a 6% position in the Matthews India fund. It's up 24% since I bought it in May. That's pretty good. They had a very big change in India. There's a market that has been absent, really. It was, I can remember back 6 or 7 years ago when it was a very good emerging market, and then it went flat for a long time and just kind of disappeared from the scene as they went through their socialism experiment, and it didn't work out so well for their economy, for their markets, for the growth of their economy, for raising people up. And now they have a new leader, Narendra Modi, who is a pro-business leader. He was a very successful governor in one of the states of India, ran a tight ship. And now he's running the country. And he's getting India back into the world scene. I see them almost on a daily basis, signing some agreement, some trade agreement with somebody, to make them more competitive in the world stage. And there's a little bit of a problem with investing in India. There's not a lot of individual stocks that trade on our market as ADRs that are India related. I'm going to talk about one here in a minute that is. But there's other ways to get exposure to India than through individual stocks. I do it through an India mutual fund, which I'm sure there's several of them. If you do a little bit of research on Morningstar or MSN or Yahoo or whatever, just type in the word India in the mutual fund page, and I'm sure there's a lot of competitors that invest in this market. One of the advantages of an India mutual fund is they can buy a lot of these crazy countries, companies that aren't trading on the U.S. stock exchange, and they become very difficult for guys like us, big investors, to buy into, because a lot of times they're thinly traded, or they trade on exchanges that our custodians don't offer to us. I trade through Scottrade. They're my custodian. And I doubt that a lot of these individual India stocks on the Bombay Exchange, for instance, are available to me. So I'm using a mutual fund. You can see in my newsletter which one it is. And like I say, since I bought it in May, that's pretty recently, the thing's up 24%. So I'm very happy with my exposure so far. There's also exchange-traded funds. There's some closed-end funds. I own a closed-end fund called the India Fund, IFN. It's a closed-end fund investing in equity securities of Indian companies for long-term capital appreciation. That thing's also doing very, very well. I own that in my ETF accounts. If people have less than 100 grand with me, which my minimum's 100 grand, but I've grandfathered in a lot of people that, you know, from earlier days, and I have people that say, hey, I've got this account worth 150 I want you to manage, but I got this Roth that my wife's in that's got $6,000 in it. Can you manage that too? Well, in that case, yeah, I can do that, obviously, but I use exchange-traded funds or mutual funds because it would be too expensive to buy individual stocks in an account that size. And in the ETF account that I manage, I own IFN, which is an India closed-end fund, and it's also doing very good. I'm going to mention now an individual stock. Let's see, where's it ranked right now? It's ranked at 473 out of 3,900. It gets a Gunderson proprietary stock rate of A-, which translates into a buy ranking. And Infosys is a company that currently is on the mend once again and hitting new highs. INFY is currently a $39 billion company. It's headquartered in India. They provide software re-engineering, systems integration, infrastructure management, and other IT services. India is well known for producing computer programmers. My friend works in the Bay Area at Wells Fargo as a computer programmer, as a code writer, and he works with a lot of folks from India. They are very talented, and they start out very young training folks in technology. Very advanced technological country. And a lot of people here in America working for India. I had a client who was the first Indian that went to work for Qualcomm. He did very well at Qualcomm. So I am happy to see India back and flourishing again. And boy, I'll tell you, their stock market is really taking off. Let's take a look at Infosys right now. INFY has lagged the market badly over the last 3 to 5 years. And that's that period of time where India went through a socialist experiment of their own. A Gandhi regime was in charge of the country, and you know, while they redistributed a lot of wealth and were good, I suppose, to the poor, you got to lift the top too, and the top people too. You got to keep that economy growing to keep the money coming in through the coffers so that there's wealth to redistribute. And the economy has lagged badly. They've been missing from the world stage for the last 3 to 5 years. Then they had a big election earlier this year that changed all of that. And boy, has it been rocking ever since. Look at Infosys, which has trailed the markets badly, has been left behind. But over the last 12 months, Infosys is up 30%, while the market's up 15%. It's doubled the returns. All of a sudden, it has a momentum grade of A-. And look at how their earnings are starting to accelerate. 4 quarters ago, their earnings were up 7%. 3 quarters ago, 14%. 2 quarters ago, 20%. And their most recent quarter was 31%. That's called acceleration. And from a valuation point of view, you're currently paying a PEG ratio of 1.22, 18 times earnings for Infosys, a leading technology company out of India. And while Cisco currently doesn't make the grade as a best stock now, Infosys certainly does. Infosys is a stock that I currently own in my large cap conservative growth accounts. In addition to this, I own it in my growth and income accounts because it pays a nice 1.7% dividend yield. Not a recommendation. Full disclosure, stock that I own at Gunderson Capital Management, about a 3.5% position overall in my conservative growth accounts and in my growth and income accounts. These are accounts that I want to own the best stocks now. From that field of dreams, all these people wanting to make the team, Infosys is one that's currently on my team because it makes the grade. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I'm just finishing up here making a little bit of a trade. I have a stock that I own that looks really good, breaking out here again today. And I've had a lot of new clients come in here recently, so we'll be buying that stock for them as soon as my trader gets there in about 2 minutes. Okay, there we go. All right, now let's take a look here. I want to talk about the app for a minute. I'm proud of my Best Stocks Now app. Why? I think it's a revolutionary concept. And, you know, the question is, does it work or not? That's the real question. That's why I would like for you to put it to the test. And, in fact, you can go to the iTunes store and download the Best Stocks Now app. It's been as high as number 2 in the world. I get a daily ranking from a service provider that tells you how your app, how much it grossed today and where that ranks overall. I'm consistently in the top 50 of all of the apps out there. And many days I hit number 6, number 5, number 4, and I've been as high as number 2. The app is free to begin with. And it comes with all the sectors, all of the indexes, all of the asset classes. So you can look at the rankings and stay on top of the market. So if you're an ETF investor, if you're a market timer, if you're an index investor, if you've got a 401k at work, knowing where the sectors rank, knowing where the indexes around the world rank, including the bond indexes, and knowing where the asset classes rank, we're talking about real estate, cash, stocks, commodities, precious metals, etc. Where do they rank? You do a pretty good job with just those screens that come free with the app. In addition to that, there's about 600 or 700 stocks that we include in the free version of the Best Stocks Now app. And by the way, it's also available on the Android, what do they call it, the Google Play Station, where you can download it from there. Just, you know, it takes 30 seconds to download it. You get my tweets every day. As I'm sitting here fishing these waters, if I find a good fishing hole, I'm going to broadcast it out on the radio exactly where I'm finding a good fishing hole. I send out maybe 6 or 7 tweets a day, and they're right there on the app. The radio show's on the app, whether you want to listen to it live or watch it later on in the day or just listen or watch the segment that you're interested in. And then for $9.99 per month, because this is a living, breathing thing, I'm updating the valuations daily. Not on every single stock, but many stocks. I'm keeping this thing current and fresh every single day. This is not stagnant. The market is not stagnant. So I have people that subscribe, and then they get all 4,000, and every time there's a lot of mutual funds. There's a good sampling of mutual funds in there. I have intention of creating a mutual fund app. It's all there. I have the database and everything. It's just a matter of finding a little bit of extra time. But for now, I probably have about 150, 200 mutual funds in the app. I have a lot of exchange-traded funds in the app, a lot. And then, of course, a lot of individual stocks. And then some folks want to know exactly what I'm buying. I'll be sending out a push notification here as soon as the show's done about a stock that I'll be buying right when the show is over. In fact, Interestingly enough, I see Buffett's buying the battery division of Procter and Gamble. Well, I own a stock, a mid-cap that manufactures batteries, pet supplies, personal care and grooming products, and portable lighting. And the stock is breaking out to new highs. I would imagine Buffett's battery buy has something to do with that. But I'll be sending out a push notification, which every day I maybe average one or two. Some days there's none. And if I sell something, I send out a push notification. It's my live trading. And those people subscribe to that service for $89 a month. If you want to try another service, try Jim Cramer's service for a while and see how that does for you. He has his action alerts that come via email. He lets you know when he's buying Walmart or Cisco or IBM or some of the other bigger stocks that he kind of concentrates in. I'm way down the line looking for that second and third tier of the up-and-comers, the best stocks now, what I consider stocks that are in their sweet spot. And then if you don't have a smartphone, well, I sit at home on a laptop or I got a PC in my den. Well, I created the same app for the PC. It's called beststocksnowapp.com. You don't have to download anything. Just go to the website and there it is and type in your symbol. IBM or whatever. Or click on sectors. Look what the leading indexes are right now. Now, if that's not a help to you and an aid to you, how do you compute the leading indexes, Gunderson? Well, it's based on performance, short term, intermediate term, and long term. This is the place to be, in my opinion, right now. These are the neighborhoods you want to be shopping in, and these are the neighborhoods you want to be avoiding right now. I've kept you out of gold for the last 3.5 years. And I've kept you in stocks, more specifically U.S. stocks, for the last 5.5 years. And it will change dramatically at some point in time. It's a tremendous aid and a tremendous tool. I use it exclusively to manage the money here at Gunderson Capital Management. Not only am I the CEO of Gunderson Capital Management, I do the money management because I enjoy doing that part of this industry. I'm not out there, glad handing at the Kiwanis Club. I'm the guy that manages the money here at Gunderson Capital Management. Anyways, try the app. I would like to get feedback. You can write to me if it helps you or not. It's been a tremendous help to me. That's all I can say. I could not manage money without it. That's Best Stocks Now app, beststocksnowapp.com, or it's on the Google Play Store, or it's on the iTunes Store. The newsletter, boy, I got a good newsletter coming out this weekend. I have made some new purchases this week. They'll be in that weekly newsletter. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com. There's more than 100 stocks in that newsletter in the different various model portfolios. Something for everybody. Growth and income, conservative growth, aggressive growth. Go to my website at pwstreet.com. And if you'd like to talk to us about our money management services, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.